sister, the red carpet is calling. Champagne flutes are playing, and the women are waiting for the band band drum. Who's the band band drum? Where's the band band drum? It's the band band drum. Where the? Come on.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Spartans! Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. For tonight, we dine in hell!
Alright, time for another edition of the Pan Jan Thump Freestyle Stream of Consciousness. Wake up, it's time to get your shine on. We only got one life, and many folks is wasting every second of it. See, if you ain't ready for the day, then you done lost sight of the best gift you was ever given. Make your present a present. Your presence is presently not doing as much as it could to shine like new money. So when it's time for you to evaluate your space in this life and times, I want you to say, if I don't start the day off with ambition, then I am destined to be below my best abilities to have a greater outcome. The type of things that can change the way that you move or your whole family envisions the future. They don't want you to win. And the best thing you can do to fulfill this prophecy is to not even try. Every time you get up out of that slumber, you need to be ready to make it crack like thunder and make it electrifying like that lightning as you're enlightening anyone who is enticed by your pursuit of greatness. Haters don't hate you, don't hate on yourself. It's the Pan Jan drum shining. Lego motivation.
AM and time for another edition of the Pan Jan Thrum Thrum Thrum. All right, it is a beautiful Saturday morning, Black History Month, the year of 2023, a year of competitive greatness, on the path to Valentine's Day, a day that a lot of folks ain't looking forward to. If you wake up in the morning and you hit that snooze button 2, 3, 4 times or more, and you dread waking up, you are in a place of crisis. I remember a time in my life when I used to smoke about a pack and a half of clove Indian style cigarettes a week. And at the time, I wasn't doing as much physical fitness oriented or functional fitness. I wasn't using my body as much as I could. I was solely focused on the cerebral aspect of things. And before I continue, never forget that your cerebral productivity has a direct connection and a direct reflection via the correlation between your physical status, your physical biochemical makeup in the moment, and your cognitive output. Healthy mind, healthy body. Ninsana in corpore sano. One hand washes the other. Both hands wash the proverbial face of your pursuit of great. So I'm sitting here and I'm smoking a pack and a half of DeJorms. You know, I'm kind of partying a little more than I should. You know, I'm just partying a lot. You know, I'm not going to say more than I should, but I'm more than I had to. And I'm solely focused on these cerebral things. And I noticed that I'm getting to a point, I had a little bit of sleep apnea. You know, so like, you know, if I'm laying on my back, like I'm waking up and like I feel like I can't breathe, it gives some folks nightmares and stuff. And I'm smoking like a pack and a half of DeJorms a week, you know, partying a lot. And then one day, I literally went and bought them. They were like, I think like $7 a pack, you know, and that's, you know, in that realm of things, you know, closer to a high end, 7 to 10, somewhere in there. It depends on where you're at. You know, and then I lit one up and just something registered in me. I was like, you know, at this phase of my life, this isn't serving me. And I was driving down the block and I just lit it up and it just tasted slightly different to me. And I said, you know what? No more. So I took this new pack that I bought and I flung it out the window. So if you are someone who is completely against littering, you know, that was a party foul for me. Usually don't unless it's biodegradable. But in this moment, I had to follow the movement, the energy, the vibe. So I took like two puffs of this DeJorm. And I just chucked them out the window. I was like, at this very moment, I need to make a change. Rome wasn't built in a day. Over time, that sleep apnea went away as I got back into my physical athletic framework. Over time, I had less fog on the mind. And I was able to wake up again without alarm clocks and hitting the snooze button and being miserable and feeling like instead of wanting coffee, I had to have coffee. But you know what can be built in a moment, in an instance, is a framework in your mind. See, in that moment, I made a decision that immediately impacted my pursuit of greatness within self and in the greater environment around me. And this isn't an indictment against smoking. I smoke cigars. You know, a cigar once or every week or two. But it is an indictment against complacency. See, because if you're waking up and you're having to hit a snooze button 3-4 times or you don't want to get started, whether it's from some mental feeling of maybe depression or ineptitude, or if it's just fatigue because you haven't been working or treating your body as you should. Then I challenge you to change that framework immediately. Rome wasn't built in a day. You ain't gonna go from whatever you're dealing with today to the new and improved tomorrow, but you can change the framework immediately. And that is just as impactful as any before and after picture whether it's before your pockets were empty and now my pockets are fat, or before my body was flabby and now my body is ready for action, or whether my brain was with the dunce hat on and now I got the valedictorian swagger, whatever that before and after pick may be, understand this, that if you are waking up and you dread waking up, you are literally doing the opposite of what you should be doing. The most thankful, the most exciting point in any day is the moment that you wake up, because tomorrow isn't promised. Ninjas die every day, B. Every day. Folks fall off every day. So when you wake up with an opportunity to shine like new moolah, like new dinero, like new money, to say yes to the pursuit of greatness, if they don't turn you on, you ain't got switches. And if you ain't got switches, then you're almost out of power. Chew on that for a while. Quick hit of the pan, Jan, thrum. It's a beautiful day. Rise and grind, because it's always going to rise and shine. And when that rise and shine arrives, either you with the wave or you hiding from it. Let go. And as always, let's get it. I'm with it. Let go.